Chachan Goygis with Shimon Goygis. So he says, Shimon Goygis. Shem Lachoinim, can hear it, looks like. Yeah, like this. Yeah, we even like in Taisvis. Means, like Rashi said in Foolish, and it's also unequivocal in Rashi, there's a point to which comes anyway, Lachila. That's for sure. Soon after he puts it out, it comes anyway, Lachila, Gamre. That's what we learn in Tayyip Rusim, and I can imagine from an Alpha Kopan. Then, the Ike Chid, the Ike Vod, so the Ike Uf Tua, but we do machine in the Rashim Shita. The Shalas like this, Im Ken, it's also a Shalas. So, Eitzim Avonim, we ask the question, right? I mean, the Kutsa Kadmen, Eitzim Avonim is Mukse, Altu Asoch Lama, Rav Shimon said, so we mask him to that. So what's the, what Rav Yudom Shul come to say? Ein Mukse, Rav Shimon, Elgo Eitzim Avonim. If you ask it, if you mean Eitzim Avonim, so say Eitzim Avonim. And Eitzim Avonim is Moshe, see, it means something else. What does he mean? Teretz is the end of Teis, but it's Nochamo. So the end of Teis is Afshis Kenu Eitev, which means that until it becomes Boy Chosi, is not yet the end of the Kachton, which means what? Which means like this. I mean, that's possible, not to be confused, because this is a confusing sugi. For me, anyway, I mean, it's close to you. So it means like this. When it reaches the max of him. When is it Ein Roy Lugamre? I don't know how long it takes from grace to I don't know. It takes a chalpochas a few days, but it doesn't make a difference. When it becomes in a roy, that's nothing to do with. It becomes in a roy and the chavis on Sunday, the moshe. Long to moshe harvest. That becomes in a roy lugamre. And the yesh lema like this. According to Tzorach Lema, when did he put up on the gag? When he's dachib yadayim. And so in this case, the Chivadam Yosson wasn't Ev Shabbos after Pagam Minka. For sure not. Because the Metzias as well is not get. The Chush made is not get. He didn't put up Ev Shabbos before Pagam Minka, after Pagam Minka. So whenever he put up, what it means like this. So Klavi Madvam, when we say here, the Dachi B'Daim, Shay Dachi B'Daim. That Chivadam is for sure, whenever it happens, it's Chivadam. Why am I emphasizing it? Because Hagam Toysa says that Asukya Ebriya is not a Chivadam, but that's that's in the context of Taisvis. Taisvis talks about it in Yonam, in the context of making a Tanakh, whether Tanakh is the middle of Rav Yudah, and Taisvis has to have the same thing, like lighting a candle, Kul Shabbos, and building when the Sukkot is built. But here in this Sukkot, Posh Baram Shalom, basically, the Tzad. The Tzad of Tchib Yudah means whenever it happens, God made the upcoming Shabbos, for Taisvis, that Tchib Yudah. I think it's Posh, it's important. So maybe like this. So the Tchib Yudah happens whenever it happens, and becomes anywhere Lachilo, soon thereafter. Okay. Now, so what's the chiddush? What's the chiddush? The chiddush is that ain't that the kachton at least no hetev, which means even if like this, yesh lema, that even if erev Shabbos, right before Shabbos, the matzav of the grace and simukin was chozi v'lo chozi. Works as it was in Mesukan Heitev, it was Mesukan, but not Heitev, it's still Mukse. By the time it was in Chad, it was even if it was Mesukan Tzas, Erev Shabbos. Well, it doesn't have to be Eitzim Avonim going into Shabbos. It was Eitzim Avonim Gulam Shabbos, and then the Bush, that's not the Chizuk Shalmi. The Chizuk Shalmi is, Ein Dait L'Kachto Nafsh Yisnu Heitev. What does that mean? It means that the effect, there was a Tchir Bidayim, which rendered it Muktzeh, but save for the fact that it went through what says of being an Eroi. Right? That's a combination of these two factors, as opposed to Chizuk Shalmi, where you have only one, and Pasil Tamo, you have the other one. We'll see again in Mishnah. Here you have a combination of these two factors, that Tchir Bidayim and became an Eroi. So that renders it Muktzeh. The chidush of that's the cause minus an eroi. You don't need the chidush. The chidush is the pitaisa that the chia biyadayim is still in effect until it becomes mesugin heitev, which means, in other words, that even if erev Shabbos, if the chia biyadayim is still in effect, means there's a chia biyadayim. Whenever Shabbos comes, the chia biyadayim is relevant, is effective, which means even if erev Shabbos was a mesugin tzas, it's still muktzeh. It's going to be muktzeh for the entire Shabbos. Even if in the middle of this Shabbos becomes mesugin heitev lagamrei. Right? That's what's the Tzadon Tosfos. Tzadon Tosfos, correct. According to Shimon, that's the chiddush of Shmuel's halacha. Okay, it's a mukta. All right. If that's move, let's move on to Rashi.
Move back to Rashi. Yeah. Off. If you say that it doesn't have to go with the Shabbos being locha, it can be classic locha.
Right.
Why does it have to begin at the beginning?
Because if it does become in a lachilo, Rav Shimon holds Tchiv Yidayim alone, it's not Tchiv Yidayim, it doesn't make it muktzeh. That's Chidim Tzadorim. It's only the combination for the Tchiv Yidayim to render it muktzeh, whatever the longness is, for the Tchiv Yidayim to render it muktzeh, you need that it go together with the Eneroi. But that's what I'm saying, the Tchiv Yidayim is still in effect until it comes back to Mesugin Heitev. Right, then you get like this. So we ask the question. You have to know. What was the matzav of Yerkes Mugin right before Shabbos, and what's the matzav on Shabbos? So if he tastes it, everybody else goes like tastes. So Luchayit Sarah Koyim, that is absurd. That's not shver. It's very good. That talking about dressing Shabbos. Luchelchilu was Enroy Lagame. That Kimavur. Every Shabbos, the chiddush is it was mesugin tzas. On Shabbos, it became mesugin heitev. Was missing a chonah. Missing a chonah. Two times on the thing. Missing a chonah or the aksa of the tchir b'dayim. That's the chiddush antithesis. Meister, the Ran speaks out. This one, the kulis is in the Ran Mefurish. אין מוקצה לוקשים מן אלו דויגס לסמוגם בלבד. הוא מסיר חס בינתיים. בועד שאין אני ואשס נמצא כשמיך מהשאביס הוא יהיו מוקצה לגמרי. הוא רב אבי שנסיאב שהוא בחד שהיה יהיה מסורס. זה אב אבי שנסיאב שהוא נרן means אבי שנסיאב שהוא means זה דמות קול צוחן, what he said before. נסיאב שהוא קול צוחן, it's awesome. Right, those are important. Again, the Ran doesn't, the first point was the matzah of the girls with the going to Shabbos, those are the Ran. The second point is the end of Ran. Yeah. The Mele, that's all that. Let me go back a step. I skipped the step with Poshut. I was moving, that was Mavliya. It's Poshut, it's Poshut like this. If the Gregors and Simukin are at any time in Shabbos, if the Mesukin Tzas, Chosin v'Lechosin, let's speak that out more first. The Gregors and Simukin become Chosin v'Lechosin Erev Shabbos. And or if they become Chosin v'Lechosin on Shabbos, that's possible, that's Beferish at the end, that they're Muktzeh. That's Beferish at the Muktzeh. The Fitra is actually Sakhna Hetev. Now somebody goes up on Shabbos, somebody goes up on Shabbos to the Gag. On Shabbos, Reb Shimon will say, if you go up to the Gag and he sees that the Gergis Simukim became Chosi Lach Chosi Veloy Chosi Mesukim Tzas, it's possible they're Muktzeh. If he didn't go up to the God, he's only unaware of the Matzah. He didn't go up to the God. He didn't go up. Second case, that's one case. A second case, if he didn't go up to the God, but we know that every Shabbos was in the same Matzah of Chosi Veloy Chosi, he didn't know. So I guess food that became chazil gam, that's the Gemara says in Beit Chovav and Beit Zim, it's chazil gam, does remain muchan. But here in this case, it wasn't Mesugin Heite, it was still missing the final tikkun. It was chazil v'chazi. It was already in the matzah of Shabbos. Does that make difference? No, it doesn't make difference. That's what we just said. It was a zibani. So since his das is ein datil tachtum at shisnu heitev, so Gabriel, we say it's not muchan melov, certainly not, because it's still subject to the chibidaim. So subject is the chibidaim. Okay. Now what if he became? Now what if it was chazi v'chazi erev Shabbos, and he knew about it, but he's still not eating it. But he knew that tomorrow on Shabbos it's going to become Yovish Gami. That's the third case. Now let's talk about the third case. Every Shabbos he went up, he took a look and Chosi Boy Chosi. So he's not taking it. He keeps it. I mean, you know. But he knows already, Kefi, the schedule, that's going to become Roy tomorrow on Shabbos. What's the deal with him in there? So the L'Choyo, he's certainly in a mass of L'Choyo Kone of Shimon. In Rav Shimon, and the Yesh Lain Kone of Yudah, let's just begin with Shimon, L'Choyo Shimon Mutu. Because it's after him, he can remove his Dechiv Adayim, and he can say, for the entire Shabbos, I mean, he can say that L'Choyo is not worse than, it was expected to become Roy, so not worse than Moshe Shimon Nehru. Again. So Kodvarenu is it was Enoroi. Kodvarenu is that if he didn't know about it, or it was Mugsel Gamre. Now what if was Yov, what if was Mugsel Gamre? What is Mugsel Gamre? The fourth case, what was Mugsel Gamre? Erev Shabbos. But he knows it's gonna become Yov Eshel Gamre. On Shabbos, the same thing, it doesn't make a difference. If everything's a function of Shabbos time. Okay, that's the going to Rashi. Now, to understand the other sheet there, what? They have Beitzer with a roof, maybe? Shkoya. So before we see the... And this sugi is a Rashi that always bothers me. It's a Rashi we refer to many times already. And it's in this sugi of Mutzel Chatzah Shabbos, and the sugi of Mutzel Chatzah Shabbos involves about the Gregor Tzimuki and Chavushim, Afasekim, and Chovav and Beis. The first Rashi says Echidomi. The Rashi says Michtei Stam Muktzeh. Very interesting. We'll show you the Rashi. Michtei Stam Muktzeh. Well, there's somebody with a Shimon here that can't do this again. Not a foolish. The names are mentioned. Rashi says Michtei Stam Muktzeh is Gregus the Tzimukim. Shemal Oysom Al Menas Li Yab Shon. Umakse Oysom Li Kach. He's still going in Rav Shimon. Even Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds the Mugs of Yerges and Simukin. And the Lashonis are Rav Shimon's Lashonis. Max Eisem Lashon Kach, when the Vidyam is Gosefah. So he's talking about Liab. So Max Eisem Lashon Kach. Then Rashi continues. Umi Shamaschilin Liabesh begin to dry en Ruin Lachil Ache Yiyov Shul Gamre. Then the Gemara says, either the Achzor, there was a high Echidon Michal Shabbos. Either it was Chosor Ev Shabbos or Smutr. It was Chosor Ev Shabbos, so, and what's the next one? Either Loy Achzor Ben Eshmoshes, Vadei Asurin. Then can Achonu Mi Boydeim. This is Rashi called. Uman, this is like Mugzi, Achonu Mi Boydeim Boy. To see Vayem Ashishi, Vechinu Eshe Yavil. Okay, read this Rashi again. This is the Rashi that it was a focal point of for us in the whole sugya. And so in the Limur Musa from the beginning. Rashi said, Idol Yachso, if the grace is Mugin and Loy Chosu, so Dr. Rashi Benish Mosu, the Vadi Asurim Hain, Asurim. The Ein Kan Hachono Mi Boid Yoim. Now, here's a lesson in this chat. Man, the Islay, Mukse, Vachono, Mi Boid Yoim, boy. The Madom, the whole man, the Islay, Misha Yeshu, Misha Saiva, whoever holds of Mukse and Hachono, has to be Mi Boid Yoim. You see, because it says, Bayeim Ashishi Vechinu. The Shilas, if you're going, it's down by Gurgis and Simukin. So then everybody holds to this. There's no man Disley. Man Disley always, usually, you say, man Disley Mukse means Abudu. Who's it? Me, who's this man Disley Mukse? Abudu had, but maybe before in some cases. So, why is Rashi man Disley Achona? Who does not have this Achona? If Avshim holds to this, so who's man Disley? We're talking about Gurgis and Simukin. And we learned now, so if Avshim holds to Gurgis and Simukin, what's the words of Rashi? What does it mean? Man Disley Mukse Achona has me by Jim. That's a portion of Tzad. It's not a chidus. Once a portion of Tzad, I realize what the Tzad is. This King Grace, that's why nobody talks about it. The Mamash was self-evident that everybody had to look at Rashi. Until Shlach HaTeres, I couldn't figure out Tzad. So the opponent means like this. It means, what Rashi means to say is, it means to say that, he's telling you, I saw it. Whoever, we're according to this, you know, according to this, it's always relevant. Man the Islay Mukse Vachon is very Meduik. That's the Man the Islay Mukse. Man the Islay Mukse Vachon means, and in those cases in which Rav Shimon also requires a chonder, so the chonder has to be mibayidyon. That's the first plan. So Rashi didn't want to say, if he would have said, so chonder mibayidyon, so that's an incorrect statement, because Rav Shimon doesn't need a chonder mibayidyon, then we know. Rav Shimon doesn't need a chonder mibayidyon. A chonder, you have to be making a chonder, it's a gabbish, we don't need. So you can't say a chonder mibayidyon, you can't make such a blanket statement. Chonder mibayidyon, you need a chonder mibayidyon. That's not correct. On the other hand, but he dealing with Rav Shimon here. So Rashi wants to, what you see from this Rashi is like this. There are some times in which Rav Shimon also Mechayv Chonah, needs a Chonah. When does that? When do you need a Chonah? And when you need a Chonah, the Chonah has to be a Boydiyah. And we'll see Mamas and Gay the Damsha. Means when he had a Tchi, when he had a Tchi B'dayim, which rendered something Mukse, then Rav Shimon will agree with Mice in this special case, Rav Shimon holds you need a Chonah to undo the Tchi B'dayim. And the achon, and if you need a achon already, then the achon has to be by him shishi. So klabai, that's what I do in the Rashi. So that's mamad, and that's mamad. You say the sugi of Gerus Simuk on the Rashi. Not possible like that. It means like this: if there was a tchi b'daim which took place, whenever it took place, on Sunday, a month ago, doesn't make difference. There was a tchi b'daim which made effectively made which was an effective tchi b'daim. It was a tchi b'daim that came together with an enroi. So this chayvitz now, which is not tchi b'daim and enroi. It's going to be mukt there until that point which has achonah. That's what Rashi means to bring out. So let's say it becomes mukt. Let's say it becomes roi in the middle of Shabbos. How can the chayv become roi in the middle of Shabbos? Ichveis. Moshe Shem Shemneh maybe becomes roi in the middle of Shabbos. According to Ran, we'll come back to it again. The Mukhs Machmasiris is a case of something which becomes roi in the middle of Shabbos. It could be a few things. Some things become roi in the middle of Shabbos. Ulan. We have examples. Shaydon Rashi, here Rav Shimon's made that it was no good. Or to put it in other words, Migas Gatsoy Ben Shmosas is Gatsoy Kul Yembo. And Migas Gatsoy Ben Shmosas means no more than was missing a chonde. Was missing a chonde of Shabbos. So it means Mukhs of the rest of Shabbos. Man Disney means whoever holds of a chonde. Rav Yudu all the time. And Rav Shimon sometimes, in that related case, it also needs the chonder. The chonder has to be by Yom. So now that. Okay. Now, what is Rashi? Okay. That's one slot. Now, what is Rashi hold? She is Rashi himself. Everything we said in the beginning, the first tashikul, was in Tosfos, the brings Yerushalmi, actually, Yisaknu Hei Tev. What does Rashi hold? So we medayik that Rashi could hold like Tosfos, right? And many Yerushalmi Achim say that. I have a sheet on Bates on Bates of any chance. I bought it yesterday, I bring it today. Sheet on Bates. Here, there's a Patsili Tamar is in the last daf on Bates. is in last half and beta. So the if we have a chance we'll get to that mitzvah. There's a sheet here. Kosev Moy, Vash means Ben Salash Kanazi. For the last sheet the Masechta Beitza says like this. Mitzvah Peresh Rashi Nire the whole Dova. The whole dover, the achzei boy achzei, called dover means not good. Some of my food item, a food item which is achzei boy achzei, is which means ego to ochil the ego to loy ochil. Yes, some eat it, some don't eat. Ain't a tzorach hazmona. That's not nechon. Rav agav, that means a person thought in asmin goli date by goes at simukin. Loy asmin loy goli date. You need a chon. And the mila again goes at simukin. Did a chinu be daim. So you see, we need two things. First of all, he learned. He said he's talking about chosi boy chosi. Not talking about nidchol gam. He's talking about chosi boy chosi. And going to his rashi, so he learned that the sugya. And now he's asking kashi. He said stam oichel, which is not 100% fit. But yesh oichel, maybe it's what more cause the chilud chav. Maybe. So that doesn't mean stam oichel doesn't need as much. We said this yesterday. Imagine what we said yesterday. That doesn't need as much. That's mean stam is mukhan. That's bechal. The halacha of stam oichel in ruyim is mukhanim shabbos. And roy, you can stretch the definition of roy till mamish nivsal mechilus kavu. So mechilus older makovlin. Till nivsal mechilus. That's not right. Aye, Greg with Mugin is not like that. That's the cash. I've got the meaning that in Ein Sod Nechovov, and he's a chonah. And the meaning Greg with Mugin, the dachin will be a daim. Since Greg with Mugin have the dich will be a daim, who's a dach will be a daim, therefore what? Therefore, it needs a chonah, a chonah is a gavah befeirush. Calls man, it's in the matter of chosi, loy chosi. Avad and avad, right, but everything is there, it's in two lines and shita. Avad wants the Gregor to Tzimukin, if ever Shabbos and Matzah visits Gregor to Tzimukin enough, 100% fit. That's all of the name, that's possible, that's Mukhan. That's Mukhan Melov. Who cares? Then the rest was history. A week ago it wasn't. That's nothing. Avad, if it was 100% Mukhan, every Shabbos, that's Mutah, it's Mukhan and Mutah. But it calls man, it's still, Enom still can hate, and it's a Chon. Why? Because the Chiv Daim is still in the fence. Not for sure. Okay, extra things. What am I taking down?
And if you wouldn't have that, then you wouldn't be a
chayk.
This
would
be considered a
chon. It needs a chon. It needs a chon of a chiyuv. Okay. Now I have, yeah. What? Hachon just means to think about him somewhere. That is like this. About this long table, now we'll take a look. Aware. If he goes after the Gog and sees it. Okay, let's take a look. Now take a look. Lots of missions like this. Here we get into. So that's the sheet. It's very important, the sheet. The sheet is really. It's called the same sometimes. Have like this. You have a Mishnah. In the end of the bay, it says like this. That's the Mishnah. That's missing the fourth. This is Achonah. I'm Odom Al Mukse. So what is Mukse? Rashi one like this. Mukse means. Apart Mukse means a place outside of which he stores place things. But the Rashi touches Al Hatsor, something needs as mona. Something needs as mona. We're going to answer your question now. Hatsor has mona. Something needs as mona. And as mona may always like again, Achzi Doma Ben Sodden. Something which is Achzi Beloy Achzi, which is in between, and needs Achone. And he says, Mikan and Yochel Mocho. says Rashi three lines down. The most the Mishnah says Shabbos b'shvius, but not relevant. So, I mean, Shabbos yes, shvius not relevant. Says Vayim mikanda yoichol mocha. So Rashi the Gregorius is mukin, he's tam mukse. Vayim migil masa kengi mamalocha. Means the Gregorius is mukin. But upon Gregorius is mukin, he's tam mukse. So talking about Gregorius is mukin. Gregorius Vitsi Mukin. Which need Hachone, it says, Mekhan Yechel Mocha. So, what's the problem with Rashi? What's going on here? What's going on here? What's he talking about? Because before we look at the other Shayin, like this, if you learn. How dare the sheet? What? Gregorius is smoking. Every Gregorius is smoking. Gregorius is smoking means that he was put out to dry. So, how dare the single vessel was just some like this. It means that he goes out, whenever, wherever he goes, to see the Gregorius is smoking. He sees that they're in the mouth of. Even if the Chosi will Chosi, which in Rashi got a quarter, Chosi will Chosi, they require a Chono. They require a Chono, but he could be making them. And who should he bound with that? If he's mechan, if the royal gamber, they only have chomp, not Gregorius is mechan, the royal chila, not Gregorius is mechan with the munsa. This is how Gregorius is mechan with the still munsa, and in the absence of a chon, they're going to be munsa, like Rashi says, they need a chon, and they need a chon. So then we say what? Then we say he has to be mechan them, mechan and the oichel mocha. Let's make a chon, be fair, come on, that's the mission. Okay. Anyway. And the Chacham says, has to say which ones. You have to say, I'm going to take something from him. And that's the Mogul's interesting very. Nothing to do with it. You have to specify which ones. Just say something from him, going to take. That's on the game. But there has to be a one. So, according to Apida, okay, no portion you learn, Apida Shite, it means call him like we just said. Here's an interesting, the Machagis Balmon and Abban arrived here. I'll tell you. If Yeshe Metzapa means that that's a massive mina stop. Means he's aware that it's going to become mutter. Or Yeshe Metzapa means even more than we said. Right? This is the Kesedah we say. Yeshe Metzapa just means, it means either the one there's no Dchibi Daim, because in their Kodan, no Dchibi Daim is supposed to Chayav Shoshes or Sigubriyo. Or he's aware that it's going to become worse and there's a Chonah for later. So there, since there was no Dechir B'Daim for the holidays, so Yesh Metzav is enough, just awareness is enough. Here there was a Dechir B'Daim, which Rashi speaks out, which he has to undo. That's how Peter Shid, I gave her that Mafsayach to Rashi. The Gregorius, which is moving, hooks away the Dechir B'Daim. So it's moving ahead there, they need to make a Chonah. You need to make a Chonah. And it's very good. Yesh Metzav just means an awareness. He's a witness. So that's what we're saying, that in some their cotton there's a need. No, the Kund of Shimon, in their cotton doesn't keep it dying for the entire Shabbos, because it's a temporary tree. Only Kavish Oshos is the keep it dying for the entire Shabbos. So Yeshem Shabbos just means it's not keep it dying. Here there was a keep it dying. So you need to be kind of neutral, more. But the more. Says that this Mishnah, Balmor is not here, isn't that Yutah, isn't that Berif? Balmor says this Mishnah, Omid Odom Alamuk says the Kohen of Yudah. You hear? Balmor says the Mishnah is Rabbi Yitzhak Shimon. Five words in Balmor. Both the Asogas Aravid and the Muhammad, they take issue on this. The Ramban says, the Aravid says, Omar Vom, Leoma Kumizah. So Mukta Zeh Gregorius Vitsi Mukim Heim Techozu Bochozu Boaz Mono Afilu Uli Rab Shimin. So the Mishnah says the Ravid that we can set down the Mishnah. How can it be now? How can it be a food item? Right? Balmo come in. Balmo is learning how can it be a food item which requires Muk, which requires a Chon. So it's Rabbi Yehuda. Chon Rabbi Yehuda, yeah. According to says the rabbi, it's not true. The rabbi, we know it. He called more. It's Rav Shimon, Chozi v'Chozi. It's a food item, but since it's Chibidayim, we need a chon. Ramban says the very same thing. Oh, my Kosev, Amukta Zeh, Gregor Tzimuk, and the Samukta Shavchol Inyan, and Lutain v'Chu. Okay. Tainim, and Boaz Monon, Fim Rav Shimon. Now, it's word for word, but a little bit more than the Bible, same idea. That's here. It's interesting, like this, so that's with that. Okay, Balmoz, let's not say that if we have time. Shamelech. The Shamelech here. He brings them a safe, I'm not sure. That he brings that this Chan Rashi that we see in Rishayim that Omer Omer Al Mukz is the Kohen of Shimon and Gregor is the Smukin and Gregor is the Smukin being that the Chozi Vloy Chozi and had Chibidayim needs a Kohen of Hasmona Beferish Befeldig Hasmona Kohen of Shimon. That we know the Shikha. This is the Beferish of Chozi Yontuf. Halacha Tes. Well, and this Daddy said that Shamelech Dvor Tzmur, it's not true. And Chele Didei, he has no Rashi. He comes from open Rashi in the beginning of Beit Sin, Davdalid. Davdalid, they won't bring the Sinus of Blazer to Tana. So Rashi says, I'm a sugar of the Shweiz, and it goes to Meret Gadol, the Chilo Gadol, Beit Sin. So the says Rashi and move that Dalgum now. Shamin and Lablazer, this is like Muxin. Shamin and Lablazer, this is like Muxin. The Sun Perk, and maybe. But I made all the Malamuxin, I'm a Honeboy. Oh, there's a Rashi. So mean and Rabbos at this Leimukse. This Leimukse. So, Shamel says that the Sukhya, the Halach, Yogesh Mugin is Mishalit. Then Rabbos, and it's said like this. According to Rabbi Yehuda, is there a theory in Rashi between Rashi and Davdal and Rashi in the end? He says, no, it's not theory. Because the Greg is according like this. This is not complicated. According to, he says like this. Greg is the book according to Shimon. If it was Chosi or Chosi, Ev Shabbat, it's already Mut. It's Mut, El Chayichon, it requires a Chon as a cloud, everywhere. Even Greg is the book. Now that's according to the Shammel. Once you have the Shaymachal, it's Mutu. It's Mutu. Elamai, what does Rashi say in the end? Oymidodon, Alamutu, Vem, Kenny Yoichal, as Chosi Lachosi, needs as Mone, that's going to be Mutu. And Rashi, and Rashi said, I've dealt with it, the mission of Mutu. So why is the mission of Mutu? So how does it know the Shims? According to him, Rashi shifted like this. It's only according to Rabbi Huda, the Gregors of Shemukin, which are going into Shabbos Lachosi Lachosi. They require a chum. That's for sure true. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, if it's up on the roof, drying out, and Mag Gamlu is an emissary of Tchir B'daim here. It's an emissary of Tchir B'daim on the holidays. And now it became Chosi L'Chosi before Shabbos. So what did the Kondra Yehuda do? There's less amount of poly Kondra Yehuda. It's not worse than Paris Ba'itza. Or Paris in the Asik, in the snow. That's for sure Kondra Yehuda. So he learns that they're going Kondra Yehuda. But saying Kondra Yehuda, if it's even Royal Achila, they're hot, it's already Mukhan Melo. That's going to come out. The Shaila is always a Chiddush. So what do Rabbi Yehuda or Bashmul come and now Sugya and say, Ein Mukhse, the Rabbi Shimon, they'll go to the Mukhan. So what's he talking about? How do we go back to the original Kasha? We go back to the original Kasha. So what's he talking about? What's the original Kasha? If we're talking about Gregor, it's Mukhan, it's not Royal Achila, it's Aisim Vavon. It's Eitzim Ba'avon. Eitzim Ba'avon. So what are we talking about? So we would say, yeah, but what's your silence? What would you say? Oh, so we would say, so you tell me. We would say like this. We're talking about case, and after Mina, what Shmuel's Machadish and our Gemara of Memhei is the phone. He's the answer. I would think, like, that I think is the answer. If you answer, then I'll get them. Zuchoyo, we would say that we need it like this. We need it. The Chiddush is both in that. It became Royal Achille on Shabbos. Whatever stage the Royal Achille is, it became Royal Achille on Shabbos. Glad Shem Boich. On Shabbos. This is, what, again, it's the minimal. Whatever gives it a Shem Boich, gives it a Shem Boich. So according to Shem Boich, it means the minimal Shem Boich, minimal Ruiz Achille. But every Shabbos, was not Royal Achille. Was not Royal Achille. So, this is a Shnickel Chiddush. The single chiddush. I mean, we're making it a little bit easier. The chiddush is that there's a hakzor here, which ki high gavno, Ravido Rav Shimon is maskim that we call it the biggest kasoy v'nishmos. It's the same kolayim. Since there was there's a hakzor here. There is a hakzor. It's not the pshat. Before Ravido Mashiach, I might have thought kol zman it's eisav one mamish and it's eneroi. Once becomes very lachil in the middle of Shabbos. It was in Sabbath a little bit, it's already in Sabbath, enough to make it fit for consumption. So that saw goes off, so I can eat it. No. Here, since he was matchir b'yadayim, so the same long as applies. There's a tchir b'yadayim that's in effect for this Shabbos. To take it off, and to take it in effect for the whole Shabbos. And even if the chemist comes, well, it's still moves. So, in canon comes out, it's kaiva shoshes. I kaiva shoshes. Kaiva shoshes means he's a tchir b'yadayim. Anyway, that's the case. Point to everybody. There was a tchibit time, but even though something happened to make it royal time, to make it royal chibit, it's also. That's what Lucha would ever say, going to Shamelech. An interesting. Shigun Afik Ayan. Right here, that's the Chayat Ram Shulton. Everybody with me so far?
That's
in. Rav Shimin. If it was Chosik Lechosik Erev Shabbos, so it doesn't need a chomer. That's what he comes. Even if it's nobody, he's unaware. Kohen Shamelach, he can be unaware. He can be unaware that the greatest move can reach the stage of the boy and the choir. He gets a Shem Eichel.
And that's why the refers.
He gets Shem Eichel. Kohen Shem is mutum. It's not the doesn't need a chomer. Anything which was boy, Chosik Lechosik Erev Shabbos, is not moving to Kohen Shem. Even if it's greatest move. Not only stand by food on the shelf. So what is the chiddush of our gemara of Mem Hei? It was lo chosel gam beishim avonim. So what's the chiddush? Also the same kasha. So it says no. Now it's yam mukhan. Now it's roy. Now it's roy. Who was the divan? He brings the Balamor. He brings Rashi Shamelach. He says this at first. It's a chav. It's a okay. I'll say it open. He says like this. He says I'll pee the run. I'll pee kveg is run. I'm going to make my meals. You have some Russian. What kveg is run? I'm going to make my meals. I'm going to make my meals. Says run. The guys are going something. A chavis. I'm going to Shabbos. Even going to Shimon. But that's run. No, we held away twice. First time and recently. The runs machadish, Rav Shimon holds Kozman's meals, Kozman's meals mukse. Elam, what's the chiddush? What's going to mean if Shem does not move to Machmash Mirza? You can sell it when it becomes not most anymore, the Aksal goes up to it. Becomes Mutu. Becomes Mutu. Right? The chiddush in the round being that until that point, there was Muksin. So the Kibbeke, if you just want to be tumbled with it and they haven't decided you want to use it, you tell you can't. It's right. Okay. One side of you. But the problem says, why is it, how can I say that? Says, Iran, because the Shimon doesn't know Migus Gasoy Ben Shmoshes. If that's a clue, then you know. So, he goes like this. He goes, it was different gang. He says, when the appeared the Malach of Shamelach, Shayn Rashi says, Shayn Rashi, two things, and the sale of the Shayn of Shamelach, two things. Gurgis and Simukin don't need a Chonor Boyoyim, and the Mishnah says they need a Chonor Boyoyim is going to be good. Number two, Gurgis and Simukin, with the Chosi, is Mutter, is not Mutter Konukin. So then, when are they Mutter? When they're not really Chivu, they're Eitzim Avon. So he says, Fakir, he says, Yesh Loimah like this. The Emes is, he says like this, the MS is that the Mukse Shmuel was Machadish that the Mukse Shmuel was Machadish that the Mukse Kozman the Roy Veloy Roy. Take it through. Kozman the Chosi Veloy Chosi, the Nar Hamisa, the Taki Mukse. Taki Mukse. So what if somebody decides, and so, what if somebody decides on Shabbos? So no surprises, in other words, it didn't change on Shabbos. We won't do that guy. But it didn't change on Shabbos. But on Shabbos, he changed his mind. On Shabbos, he decided he wants to eat these gurgis smoking before they're ready. So he changed his mind. So he says, Mama, he claims that this is his shikul tari. It's like the case of the man, Mugsi Machmas Mios. So he changed his mind about the Mios type of the Kli. He changed his mind about the Ruiz Lachil of Gergis and Simukh. So just like the Ran says, that they can become Mutter on Shabbos, because Rashim does not make his Katsoi, so too Rash Malamor will hold the same thing. That when he changes his mind, decides he wants to eat the Chosi Lachosi, he becomes Mutter now. Becomes Mutter first now. What was Shmuel Machadish? Until then, attack of Mukhs, what's that mean? He can't carry them. Kivek is not convenient.
So we said that.
So we learned. So I explained the run. That's why I said. That's why I said different run here too. That's why I didn't correct. That's correct. So that is my look. It's a. That's what the horror is. What we get. The horror is this. The horror is that. We said, L'chari, Yesh Lema, that Mugsi Machmas Mirza is not Chivadayim, and here there is a Chivadayim. So why is it not Kaminah? This group is not Kaminah. When is it Chivadayim? Forget, when is it Chivadayim? You need a Chavad for that. That's why I think Rashi means the same in Beisah that I said 40 minutes ago. Rashi says, Man, this is a Chonda. Greget Zimuk, you need a Chonda, Kondor Shimon too. Forget, so L'chari, you have to learn Pshat the other way in Rashi. And even Kosham Melech has to learn a different Pshat. The Pakopon, Gregis and Simukin, calls man the Tribe Dan, so Yesh Chalik. That's all in Afiki Yam, Yesh Chalik. Gregis and Simukin, since it was at what the Gemara calls at the Chi of your dime, so it requires a Hachon. Calls man the Tribe Dan, so in effect. Calls man, so in effect. Mutra Chasmir, doesn't have it. Okay, Pakopon, that's it, so okay. Now, let's. Okay.
Are we saying that maybe we should make a Chalik?
Yeah, that's not the same. Gyogis is Mugu and the Kondor Shimon is not the same thing as Mugu's Machas Mirs. Mugu's Machas Mirs handled Chivadayim. He didn't do it, it's true, no Chivadayim. Here there was. So, now, Bormi Nef Shimon may. Let's see if we get into a little bit next. Bormi Nef Shimon by Rebbe, may Rebbe, Basir Tambo, that Shimon Mount. So this Rashi again, the important Rashi, let's read these Rashi again. Oh, the ain't Mukhtav Shem Nelo Gyoris Mukhtav Mivad. Pasir Tam Batran, he called him Kedem Shulam, Koysin, Oysan, Besalim. So I said, Milovi, Mary Sasha, my Lehen. Mal Lechol, Mem Kedem Shulam. Me made the vendor Mukhtav Shem Gyoris Mukhtav Neloi. Elo gets mugin diga tade, chine b'dayim ve lo chodzu. So yes, even that, I still the diuk. I think it's still the diuk. That's for Mitzvah Ashi's mashma a little bit. That the daugod, the madrig of loy chozu, or gregor shesmukin, is similar to what it's got in Pasilu Tamo. Pasilu Tamo means not ripe, not fully ripe, not ripe. But it's like different because he wants different. Rashi's madgish, mal lechum him. Means he's not biting into a stone. He's not biting into a stone. We don't say bozo daito. Pashtos. So Pashtos, we compare it to Gershon Smugan, which means, forget, Rashi says Mashmal, which is the ones in Rashi, and the others, that Gershon Smugan is not Eitzim of Onim, it's Chosi Vloy Chosi, and that's the Chiddush of Gershon Smugan, right? And that's what we've done yesterday, still hold. Now let's take a look.
Why can't it mean that saying that they're like, it's
telling
that there's a
fear? That's for sure not. They like Gershon Smugan in that they are unfit to some extent. Now the shail is that enough to render them mugs? And it was a no. Gregor is mugs, now mugs are because of the combination of two factors, the chibit time and unfit. And that's what we said. Comes out of this achrenis, we got much portion of mash. You need two things. Shulchan Aruch says need two things. Tayoch al-mash need two things. You need chibit time and lechozi. Chibit time without the second thing is the chidim tzorum. And lechozi without chibit time is pasivit time.
Why can't it be that it was...
There's no tchibit dayim in the Pesilut Tamo. Putting him into a basket is not tchibit dayim. That's foolish. It's not. And then, unfortunately, that's what they have in common is lochozim. Hello Magog, we know that Hello Magog is a tchibit dayim because he makes him, that's for sure, that at some stage the Gergesh Smugin are totally unfit, totally anaerobic, like Sarachi says. So putting him in such a matzav is constitutes a tchibit dayim. He's supposed to be matchid from being worried from Magambe. Here he puts him in the basket to ripen. Okay, it's not a tchibit dayim, he's being mekayvin. Not a tchibit dayim. There's the chib with shtey yodob. Here's a matchid mekayvin with shtey yodob. He puts him in the basket to be mismatched with Malayim.
No,
it's not Chibit Dayim. It's not Chibit Dayim. Chibit Dayim means either he does something or he's thinking he's not using it. He didn't do anything.
He doesn't want to use it, though.
That's not Chibit Dayim. You have to think, Boy Pin Chubi, I'm going to use it. He didn't do anything to be matched. Literally, he didn't do anything. He didn't pull into there to light it. He didn't walk it up in the Oitza. He kept it home. It's not even abused as Chibit Dayim, as far as we know.
Isn't
Raji saying
that the
salve,
that like,
yeah.
This like a type of
salve
that would help
with people from fresh ashes? Forget it, it's not a Raji Daim, so forget. No, so that's a Kiyuv, that's a Kiyuv. And now, let's see, Rashi Beitzer says also, okay, this is the last stuff. Somebody have it in the Musa Rashi, somebody bring it down. Elo Patsili Tamo. Mal Lecho Memo Yontov. Elo Gregor. Last night, Shimon says, what's the more serious? And Mukhs Elo Gregor is Mukhin. So the Rashi Shem et Chilo Ruin La Chilo. Vu Docho Oysam Bidayim. Klom Fush. How Oysam Liapsham. Means he did a Maise. What we just said is it's Fush in the words of Rashi. Rashi Bates speaks out more. Vu Docho Oysam Bidayim. He did a Maise. What was the message consist of? La loisam. La loisam, up, down. Well, what does it make? Wait, whether he put them up, down. So it's actually liyabshon. Vishuvenemuyim, actually yabshu. No, that's constantly the chibadayim. The maise would render them, the maise rendered them enemuyim machilo. Abul eilu, the ochasamidayim. The matzav, they mean. Vigod ocho minai hu. We said Rashi before the other nekudo. Vigod ocho minai means that the piece some yesh that eat from the whole time. They eat from the, these patsilatam or kisei the whole time. Yeah. So the Gemara says, let's see. Rabbi lets lay mukzah, but not the mash. Looks like Rabbi also mukzah. Rabbi lets lay mukzah, but not the mash. In the shoyin and meborius, our mash can shoyin is our basis. Tan elyin and meborius, kosher yitzes the pesach because we veer basis kosher yitzes boys. Chutz at chum was one teicha at chum. Rabbi Omer elu vein basis him. These have a shachis to the bias, even if they go out for half a year. Moon half a year, reveals in the cheshbon. And what's midboris kosher oitz beifah vein nechazal yishuv loy masacham loisak shomim. No, so it looks like says Rashi because hakadaitoch. Yeah, that's what Rashi. Alma, can I pick up Rashi? Elu midboris kosher oitz beifah, but hane miyo asirei. Alma is lemukse. Oh, this is a very critical Gemara. If anybody's here tomorrow, we'll just touch the line here. So, the having in the Gemara, the Gemara's kasha is that a behemoth, we're talking about a behemoth on Yontif, the Shechter on Yontif. So, the having in the Gemara is that a behemoth, b'chol mokom shehu, can't be mukzah going up Shemin. That's what's happening. Moving ahead. Why can't be mukzah going up Shemin? It's like the cloud of chol, it's royal le'echol. Shchita is a mlochet mut on Yom Tov, so it's very good to shchita, that's nothing. Shchita and shchita, the bish, all these things, the chilak thereof doesn't make something mut on Yom Tov, on Shabbos, on Yom Tov. So, a behem is a behem, a behem is something which is roi lachila, that's what you made lachila not, but roi lachila b'chol mokom and shul. That most happens is moving hate it. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he needed the achonah, so then a behem in the wilderness, he wasn't making. It's not b'chol anything he thinks about. So it's not mut, it's roi made lachila. According to Shimon Shubi, Kitzur, the Gemara has a teretz here, a few teretz in here. He bought same Mahaninami. He bought same Mahaninami. He gregers the Tzimukin Domi. Here, what's the challenge? He bought same Mahaninami. He gregers the Tzimukin Domi. So the Rashi, Midboris Nami, he gregers Domi. Did the Chinu be Yodaim v'yesh Torach lech ula haviyom. Afro fella. What does that mean? Oh, so we were thought as neither. The one that happened thought as neither. Neither chibudaim no nochod. It's not here. It's not here. It's in the oitzah somewhere else, the other side of town. Says Rashi has both.
Why is affected?
Us and these are plants. What? So what's the plan? The chinim. So this was the horse that we started this big yesterday. We're holding by the same point again, but we made it. We covered it a lot. Benny. There's a chinim b'daim. So this was the last thing I said yesterday. There's a chinim b'daim which is not done before. That is sorry. That was mechadish here. Such a thing as a chinim b'daim, which renders something mukse, according to Shimon, which not the government has to do. Okay, the government has nothing to do with it. But it's in a matter in which, what's the plan? So the plan is like this. If the side of the Chinim B'daim, let's just speak out of the Kitzur. But the Dosh Eido, the Chinim B'daim, he was mad Chinim B'daim, all the Chveris, all the Behemoths and the Chayas, the Tahiris, that are in the Eifah, in the wilderness, he was mad Chinim B'daim. He's unaware of them. He's unaware of them. The wizard of the Chinim B'daim. So Emes, it's not yet true. That if the Chinim B'daim means to zap it, to pull with Nisa Muksa, why that didn't happen here? It didn't happen here. But if, both in the Poshet, and Quentin Rashi is very good shmak, we just said, Quentin Rashi would be made. If the Chinim B'daim is a means of creating a mass of the wish, and a certain item needs a chone, that's what the Chinim B'daim, creating a mass of. Creating a mass of which is not Mukha Melo, but needs a chone, and would he have that in Gregor Sassimuk, it needs a chone. It needs hachonah because the outside of things which are muchan me'aleim, it's outside the purvey or the parameters of things which are muchan me'aleim. So Gregor says muchan, they take out to the gag. He says chinu b'daim. What does it mean? It means needs hachonah. And hachonah has to be with the gedoma of the chinu b'yom shishi, like Rashi says in that chovah we saw before. So then the Gemara says he was emo that a behem which is out in the wilderness. In fact, it's not shaychis to coming home at any time. That's the chinu b'daim. What does it mean? It means in the Rav Shimon's mind needs hachonah. And these are chomer. Something needs our hunger. That's the Shleim as a child. Kayei said, but over Rashi, as a male, if he's there, he can show through Rashi, in base, a chob dal, in base, Rashi says, Mechubor is the same thing. First, Mechubor, Rashi says, according to Hashemin, Zagregris is Simukin, because Zagregris is Simukin. Oh, first, Mechubor. But same question. Everybody knows, but all the trees, he thinks, is all the trees. Mukhubaki Gurgat is in Mukin Domi. Midlaliton may ask him like Sinu Midaite. What's the chapter? It's the same thing. Same thing. I said, Mom, the same thing. That the Nisa Chonger. It doesn't mean he was maxed with the poil. You don't have to. The Nisa Chonger. All right.